This is the GCN Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, every couple days there's more massive bombings taking place in the Middle East. The bombings have spread from Palestine, the West Bank, Gaza Strip into Iraq, Saudi Arabia, every day or two, and there's been a huge attack at the Italian base in Iraq. It's been devastated. At least 23 people have been killed in a suicide bomb attack on the Italian police base in the southern Iraq city of Nasiriya. We'll be getting into that. Also, Europe unveils agency to protect its borders. Again, they get rid of the borders, then get rid of the sovereignty of the countries in the name of controlling the borders. They've called for that here for the Pan-American Union. I've seen UN generals on CNN and ABC promoting it. We'll cover that. Bush vows enemy will be defeated. The BBC reporting U.S. makes weather control system. Wait till we get into that. Terrorists may have planned attack on the Sears Towers. We'll be getting into those reports. U.S. soldiers fire on truckload of civilians. Bush cheers gay church after marriage week. More Christian conservatism. Lockyer, the gun-grabbing attorney general of California, tells of new allegation of Arnold's groping activities. Governor Gray Davis did sign a good bill before he left office, saying that they can restrict the black boxes that are in all your cars, tracking and tracing what you do. We're no supporter of Davis, but the Democrats occasionally do something to look like their anti-police state when they're behind it. New York City, a district denies birth of Jesus, says there can be no nativity scenes because they're, quote, not historical. Device that reads human thoughts, now possible, study finds. San Francisco Chronicle, they're putting these up in the airports under NASA control. A bunch of Big Brother news. It's all coming up. Just a lot of important info in this three-hour transmission. Wednesday, the 12th of November, 2003. I'm Alex Jones, your host. In the second hour, we have David Brownlow of News with Views joining us. He's a fellow who's run for Congress. He's been a pro-life activist for decades, and he's written some articles, Partial Birth Abortion Ban. The betrayal is now complete. He says it's a scam, that it really doesn't change anything. He'll be joining us in the second hour, along with folks from the National Right to Life Committee. We're going to have their legislative director on. They do a lot of great work, and we're going to have both these organizations, this researcher and the organization, the National Right to Life Committee, on to discuss this. Where we go from here? Is this really a ban on partial birth abortion, or on one of multiple techniques they have for killing babies that could be adopted on the spot? Very serious issue to be discussed in the second hour of this show. In the third hour, I'll get back into your calls and the news. And we have Dr. David Wolf, a pastor, coming on for the last 30 minutes because he's Jewish and his three radio stations carry my show up in upstate New York. And he talked to me this morning. He said, you know, we listen to your show. We totally agree with you. The Israeli government is evil, just like any other government can be evil, and people that say that Israel can do no wrong are greatly deceived. Look at all the prophets. Look at Jesus speaking out against the corruption of the government there in Israel. So just like we expose China or the U.S. or England or Germany, we will expose Israel with the USS Liberty and other dastardly deeds here on this show. And Dr. David Wolf wants to come on to talk about that subject. He's a Baptist. So that'll be very, very interesting as well. We're going to have wide open phones in this first hour. Any issue you want to discuss, any topic you want to raise, any news item I've thrown out that you want to get into, if you disagree with me, you agree with me, you have questions, comments, we're going to go to your calls early in this first hour. Toll-free number to join us. Load those phones up. I want to talk to you. 1-800-259-9231 on this Wednesday edition. 1-800-259-9231. The websites have been updated. They're InfoWars and Prison Planet.
Are you having problems with the high cost of prescription medications? Who isn't? Perhaps it's privacy issues. Either way, grab a pen and write this number down. 1-800-615-7094. That's 1-800-615-7094. That's a toll-free call that will lead you to the online pharmacy. The online pharmacy has free prescriptions on name brand medications. That's right, I said free prescriptions on name brand prescription medications. A quick process with the physicians at the online pharmacy, and you can have your medications delivered right to your door. It's quick, it's easy, and it saves you money on popular name brand medications like diet pills and muscle relaxers, or painkillers, sleeping pills, and Viagra. You'll save money on anti-anxiety medications, heartburn relief, or allergy control, all without having to go to the doctor's office. The list is endless, and the prescriptions are free. The online pharmacy respects your right to privacy and can save you money. What are you waiting for? Call 1-800-615-7094. That's 1-800-615-7094. Don't wait. Do it today.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today, and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're going to go to your calls pretty quick into this first hour, maybe even in this segment. The toll-free number to join me on air is 1-800-259-9231. We are 8 minutes and about 25 seconds into this first hour. Again, announcing the guest today. We have a Jewish Christian joining us, Dr. David Wolf, who has us on three of his radio stations, great radio stations, from Buffalo to Rochester up into Niagara in northern New York. He's been carrying my show for about 3.5-4 years up there, and he heard the show yesterday about the USS Liberty and about the evil that Israel engaged in there, and he totally agrees, and he says that... You know, these people that claim that Israel can do no wrong, I mean, look at the Bible. It, all the prophets are there criticizing corruption in that government, trying to rebuke it. And again, the evil one has the whole world, folks. All the countries are run by evil. All of them. You know, Saddam Hussein was evil. Muammar Gaddafi is evil. Does that mean that we support going to war against these countries? No, because the countries waging war on them are evil. Now, the globalists are really good at pointing out the evil of some nation and then saying we need to attack them, but then you look at the reasons why the globalists want to attack those countries, and it's to get their natural resources, it's for weapon sales, it's for a political diversion here domestically. So Dr. Wolf is going to be joining us. He's a pastor, the last 30 minutes of the show today to talk about the biblical a situation with Israel and the evil leaders that Israel has had, just like every other country or people. In the second hour, we have Douglas Johnson, for the Federal Legislative Director for the National Right to Life Committee that does so much wonderful work, joining us to talk about what this partial birth abortion ban really did and where we go from here with the murder of 45-plus million babies in this country. And we've got David Brownlow coming on at noon, 30 minutes before the Legislative Director of the National Right to Life Committee comes on. We're going to have both these gentlemen on together. David Brownlow, and I tend to agree with his analysis, and I've got the bill in front of me, says that it just restricts how they can do a partial birth abortion, but is not a ban and is not a true victory, and that we shouldn't stop pushing here to get rid of this barbarous activity. So that's in the second hour of the show, a debate, a discussion, trying to find some type of consensus here with the experts. And, of course, we'll open the phones up to your calls in this hour and in the second hour and in the third hour. Toll-free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231. Let me run through news for about 10 minutes, then we'll go straight to your calls. This is out of the BBC. Italian base in Iraq devastated. At least 23 people have been killed in a suicide bomb attack on the Italian police base in the southern Iraq city of Nasiriya. 14 of the dead were Italian military personnel, while one Italian civilian and 8 Iraqis also died. These are the first deaths to hostile action among the 2,400 Italian force in Iraq. Witnesses spoke of seeing a petrol tanker ram the gates of the compound before exploding in a ball of fire. And you can click there and see a map and of where the attacks have been taking place. The entire front of the three-story building was ripped off, and there are fears that some of the victims might still be buried in the rubble. So again, we'll find out how many really died as this develops. The force of the blast, which occurred at about 10:30 local time, GMT, blew out windows in another building across the Euphrates River. The BBC Paul Adams at the scene says that there was one of the worst attacks of its kind of the non-American target since the war began. My goodness. Italian officials say 11 of the dead were paramilitary police officers known as Italian Federal Police or Comunari, and 3 were soldiers. Local hospital officials quoted by Reuters news agency say 8 Iraqis were also killed. Very, very serious. More developments on that as they come out. I want to get into this little news story because it's so important. Europe unveils agency to protect its borders. London Telegraph. Plans were unveiled yesterday for a pan-European border agency to help seal the European Union's new frontier after expansion next year. The fledgling agency is scheduled to start work in January 2005 with a £4 million budget and a staff of 30. That's nothing but window dressing. The agency for the management of operational cooperation at the external borders will serve as a headquarters for air, sea, and land surveillance, keeping watch on Poland, Slovakia, and the Baltic states that will soon have the task of patrolling the EU's eastern border. Antonio Venturio, the EU Justice Commissioner, said the staff would take incursions from EU minister and would not be able to dictate strategic policy Britain hopes to join as long as the agency remains no more than a coordinating body. I've been reading the foreign news for years on this subject. Under trade deals, they started the European Union 45 years ago. In the last 10, they've admitted that they're unifying the government. They're getting rid of free speech, property rights, juries, everything. And they have gotten rid of their borders. Tens of millions of illegals from Eastern Europe, from Asia, from the Middle East, from Africa have poured in to these countries with no let up. It's only intensifying. If you look at the graphs, it's going straight up like a rocket. And in the name of stopping this, they are again taking control of the border police. And again, you have the EU, the UN, DynCorp, and others involved in the kidnapping of millions of women and children to 200,000 admitted in court last year just out of the Balkans in 2000 alone. This is admitted. And I have seen on our news the head UN general, I've seen Colin Powell, I've seen others say that the answer to the border problems here, which they've created and pushed and fostered with all the welfare they offer and lack of prosecution against businesses that hire illegals and the matricula, consular matricula, and all the rest of it, their answer is a Pan-American Union security force of UN-deputized federal police working together from Chile to Alaska. So you better keep your eyes out for that, because they create the crisis and then offer their solution, more globalism. Government outgrows cap set by president, Washington Post. Discretionary spending up 12.5% in fiscal 03, and it was up along those same lines in 2002-2001, confounding President Bush's pledge to rein in government growth. Federal discretionary spending expanded at 12.5% in the fiscal year that ended September 30th, capping a two-year bulge that saw the government grow by more than 27%, according to preliminary spending figures from the congressional budget panels. The sudden rise in the spending, subject to congressional annual discretion, stands in marked contrast to the 1990s, when such discretionary spending rose an average of 2.4% a year or with inflation. Not since 1980 and 81 has federal spending risen at a similar clip. Before those 2 years, spending increase for the magnitude occurred in the height of the Vietnam War, 66 to 68. The preliminary spending figures for 2003 also raised questions about the government's long-term fiscal health. Now understand, they're talking about how we had a 7.4% growth in GDP, but you have a 12.5%, and then with last year's numbers, a 27% growth in government spending. So again, the growth in overall economy, that is, in GDP, is outstripped by the expansion of government. And you look at the numbers, the Fortune 500 got richer, the government got bigger, but the middle class began to evaporate even faster by another 12% in the last 12 months of the fiscal year, according to the Financial Times of London. So the middle class is disappearing, more people have gone into real poverty, and the rich are getting richer, not off free market, but off of criminal enterprise. But that doesn't matter. Bush has got his new $87 billion, with no bids allowed, to go directly into Bechtel and Halliburton's pockets. Bush vows enemy will be defeated, victory crucial in Afghanistan. Iraq raises specter of new terror attacks. They were going to ban any protests in the city of London. People protested, so now there's been a convenient Al-Qaeda threat. So now they can't allow the protest to happen in about two-thirds of the city because, well, Al-Qaeda stepped up to agree with the president right on time. Just like 2 days before the war started, everybody was saying that Saddam was against Al-Qaeda because he had been in the past. He was a secular government who'd actually killed a bunch of the radical Muslims, not defending him, just stating the facts. And suddenly Al-Qaeda puts out an audio tape saying, we work with Saddam, we're with Saddam, attack him, attack him. Again, whenever they need bin Laden to magically say something, they snap their fingers and he does. It's like Colin Powell before Congress saying, well, there's the new tape on Al Jazeera where he says he's working with Saddam and is going to get us. And the news media all ran to their TV screens and to the news wires and came back an hour later and said, there's nothing on TV. Al Jazeera says they have gotten no such tape. And Powell goes, oh, they'll get it within the next 2 hours. And they did. They did get the tape to agree with Bush. It's just sick, folks. Remember the fat guy video, too, of bin Laden, some fat guy in a dark room? I mean, folks, this is a sick joke. All the fake letters they've mailed out supposedly from the troops, turns out those are fake to the newspapers. All the fake bioweapons, all the fake mass graves, the fake weapons trucks. It's lies. The Jessica Lynch story's a lie. Lies, lies, lies. Disgusting lies. We'll come back and take calls, and we'll get into terrorists may have planned attack on Sears Tower. Folks, if I had an office in that building, I'd be getting out of there. I would not. I hope nothing happens to the Sears Towers, but for years they're saying that's the next target. Just like we said the World Trade Center was going to be the next target. And, if I had an office in there, I know I wouldn't be keeping it. But, again, that's just my opinion. If you want to stay in there, go ahead. I hope nothing happens. U.S. makes weather control system. U.S. government with a private company. That means they have weather control. Yeah, it's about 40 years old. folks, there is so much Big Brother news, so much legislative news. It's all coming up. But your calls, when we get back, the websites are InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We've got a new video clip from Police State 3 up there you'll want to go watch. It's 10 minutes long. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey Filter Elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey Filter Elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 and protect your family.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Be a part of the new gold rush. You know, for thousands of years, the one true valuable commodity has always been gold. It still is. Gold and other precious metals have continued to grow in value over the years. You know the old saying, good as gold? Well, there's a valuable lesson in that expression. Protect yourself in these uncertain times. With the stock market on the skids and really nowhere to put your money that makes a lot of sense, it's time to invest in a little wealth insurance. And that's gold, silver, and other rare and valuable coins and precious metals. Call this toll-free number for your free investing in precious metals kit. That's 1-800-686-2237. For the complete story, the highest quality precious metals, call Midas Resources. In business over 10 years, make the call and see why the ultra-rich invest in gold and other precious metals. We'll rush you the free information. Call today, 1-800-686-2237.
Got $3 in your pocket? Want $1 million in term life insurance coverage? Call Term Busters now. Rates are low right now. Call and compare. For example, a man age 45, non-tobacco user, issue preferred $1 million of coverage is only $75 a month, level for the next 10 years. Call Term Busters now. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692. If you're a smoker, we have great rates for you too. Call Term Busters now. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692. We specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. Remember, $1 million in term life insurance coverage for as little as $3 a day. Call right now. Operators are standing by. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Two-hour and 40-minute film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Give you an idea of what's covered in the film. The clips we've got get into the Patriot Act, PNAC, the New World Order, a lot of the police corruption issues. That little 9-minute and 45-second clip is on InfoWars.com for free streaming or download. Right now, I hope you, after the show's over, before the show's over, whatever, we'll go get that and look at it and hopefully email the link out to friends. Let's go to calls, and we'll go back into news. Let's talk to David in Kentucky, then Frank Wyatt and others. David, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex.
Yes.
Okay, I heard a click. I didn't know if you could hear me or not.
You're on the air. Go ahead.
First of all, I love your show. I've been listening to it for 3 to 4 years. What are we going to do about these guys that are just, the people that are just sitting back not wanting to do nothing, Alex? I'm concerned about these people.
Well, those that won't take action have never counted. They're spectators. They're not in the arena. And it was 5% that won the Revolutionary War. It was 2% that started it with the committees of correspondence and the pamphlets and, you know, out in the back of the barn with the printing press. And we've got bigger numbers than that today. The problem is the globalists have arrayed such an army of bureaucrats and criminals. But the good news is a lot of people in government are waking up and joining us. So we've got a fighting chance with God's help.
That's a good thing. I tape your show a lot, and I try to play it for people. They don't want to hear it. They don't want to believe it. They refuse, like some of my friends, they just don't want to hear it.
Well, if you've been listening for 3 or 4 years, you probably heard the majority of the callers say that 90-plus percent of people that see the videos are waking up, and they're seeing a massive renaissance taking place. But I do talk to people who say that they can't wake anybody up. It may be the people you're talking to.
I'm wanting to see your movies, and I haven't seen any of them yet. There's a movie out right now. It was on GMT, Gospel Music Television. It's called The Gathering. I don't know if you've seen that, but it explains the police coming in the houses and taking over and taking our guns and doing what they will. And it's called The Gathering.
Well, I hope somebody will send me a copy of that. I'll get the director on or the producer of it on. Sounds interesting.
And this actually shows Jesus coming back, too, in this movie. It shows the sun in the sky and, like, these comets flying around it, and it's him coming back, I guess, in the movie also. And it shows the black suit officers with their machine guns breaking in doors and walking in and doing what they will.
Well, I hope it doesn't say that we should rejoice in this starting to happen because, oh, that means it's the end because it's happened hundreds of times in history, and we need to stand up against it. That's our job. Duty is ours. Consequences are God's.
The other morning I was listening to Clear Channel or Coast to Coast AM. I don't know if you're familiar with that.
Yeah, I'm familiar with it.
Okay, on 84 WHAS out of Louisville.
Yeah.
And I was listening for about a half an hour, and they were talking about the sun. Well, he played a clip from a show that he had aired, and he said, I want to show you all that this is the government blocking my signal. He was sitting there talking and on the air, and all of a sudden, you know, with the channel blocker
coming out. Well, that's a classic tactic to make people think that you're, you know, in the know and on the outside of the system to claim you're being blocked or jammed. But, look, I mean, all I can say is that what they do is they mix real issues in with a bunch of other issues like snowmen and werewolves and aliens, and then it discredits the real issues that are mixed into it. But
right.
The sun is acting the most volatile since scientific history was able to register it in the last 150 years, and it is firing bigger and bigger flares in the direction of the Earth,
right.
And there is a huge escalation in that. Thanks for the call, David. I appreciate it. Frank in Florida. Go ahead, sir. Welcome.
Yeah, I'm on here.
Yes, you are.
Okay. Yeah, I was watching the news down here. I'm in Fort Lauderdale, but we get the Miami station, and they reported how they're arresting demonstrators who are coming in from outside or maybe even live in Miami area before the trade conference of the Americas begins.
They're they had a planning meeting a couple weeks ago in Miami and Atlanta. The big one's coming up, what, the 17th to the 22nd?
Yeah, I think so.
And this is to expand NAFTA and GATT. They've got conservatives, liberals, farmers. And what they do now is they arrest the organizers, and they put state police into the meetings, and they provocateur them. And I do have a report on that, and I'm sure your news says it's wonderful to arrest protesters. Why they do it in Australia, why not here?
Yeah, it was. It gave a bit of a negative slant on it. But
I want to hear what the slant was when we get back, okay?
All right.
Don't hang up, Frank. We'll come back to you and Wyatt and HW and others. Toll-free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231. If you protest in Australia, anything, they arrest you now. That's mainstream news, Sydney Morning Herald. And they're about to ban protest in London, and they're going to do that here, too.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you having problems with the high cost of prescription medications? Who isn't? Perhaps it's privacy issues. Either way, grab a pen and write this number down. 1-800-615-7094. That's 1-800-615-7094. That's a toll-free call that will lead you to the online pharmacy. The online pharmacy has free prescriptions on name brand medications. That's right, I said free prescriptions on name brand prescription medications. A quick process with the physicians at the online pharmacy, and you can have your medications delivered right to your door. It's quick, it's easy, and it saves you money on popular name brand medications like diet pills and muscle relaxers, or painkillers, sleeping pills, and Viagra. You'll save money on anti-anxiety medications, heartburn relief, or allergy control, all without having to go to the doctor's office. The list is endless, and the prescriptions are free. The online pharmacy respects your right to privacy and can save you money. What are you waiting for? Call 1-800-615-7094. That's 1-800-615-7094. Don't wait. Do it today. Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus four of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69, and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today, 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912, or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute, P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
A star on my car and one on my chest, a gun on my hip and the right to arrest. I'm the guy who's a boss on this highway, so watch out what you're doing when you're driving my way.
I have seen multiple cases in the mainstream media, and they report it like it's a good thing, where if a white person calls a black person a racial name, even if the black person's starting a fight with them and calling them racial names, the white person is arrested. We've had him on as guest. We've read the news reports. They've passed laws in Pennsylvania. The Republican governor signed it, where the preacher reads Old Testament verses condemning homosexuality. They can be held liable or arrested. In England, they're arresting BBC reporters, calling in for questioning bishops who even say, hey, homosexuals can become heterosexuals, that's considered hateful, or saying rural communities deserve the same rights as Muslims or gays. This is thought crime. This is 1984. Oh, but it's to protect people's rights. Or we see articles every week where people are being arrested, fired, fined in Europe if they try to have a farmer's market and they criticize foreign produce. That's considered racism, xenophobia, if it's French or German produce in England. I see this all the time. They've banned a protest, period, in Australia. I mean, it's like Iraq under Saddam Hussein or something. And this is freedom. And they're trying to ban protest in London right now. And there's a lot of pressure on them not to do that. This is happening. And yes, I do have a Associated Press article here out of Florida and Miami, where the police are already raiding protest organizers, already arresting people, trumping up charges. They're trying to ban protest all over this country, trying to restrict them. And this is not freedom. I want to go to these calls quickly because there's a lot of them. Finish up, Frank. You're listening to local news. And what did they say about going after the protesters?
Well, what was nice is that they did interview the protesters, so it made it look like, you know, a clear violation of democratic rights. So, I mean, it did look better from that point of view. But
what did they say? What did the police do, the state police?
I don't think that they mentioned anything about that. You mean, did they interview them?
Yeah, I just have an article saying arrests were made and some raids, and they're not saying why. What was your local news saying?
Well, basically because they were afraid of protests at the conference. So they were trying to, you know, make a preemptive strike.
Yeah, they don't even say why they did it here. It just says that they raided some protesters and organizers who were making puppets. I mean, every time somebody makes one of these big puppets, you know, of Bush as a devil or whatever, they get raided. This happened in Boston, happened in L.A., it's happening in D.C.,
right.
And they just said the police don't want to protest?
Yeah, basically, you know, and they were suggesting they were coming in from the outside, and they were trying to prevent, you know, the protest, you know, that would occur.
And
at the conference.
And do they say what laws they supposedly broke?
No, they didn't say anything about that.
What do you think of this, Frank?
Well, it's outrageous. It's an outrage. Of course, it's an outrage, and it's the ratcheting up of the police state.
It is. Thanks for the call. Go ahead. Finish up.
Let me just say one other thing real quickly, is that I've taken your 9/11 videotape and I've gone to the sheriff's departments that are doing the checkpoints at Port Everglades here, okay? And I get a kind of a favorable response. I get kind of a kick out of somebody giving them anything. And I got back to one of them and they thought, well, that was very interesting. And this speaks to the last caller who says nobody's listening. You got to realize, like you say, it's a minority that we're gonna reach. And I think it's very important to try to reach the police because in a lot of areas they're approachable, like I find down here, to my surprise.
As Jack McClam, Police and Military Against the New World Order, says, tyranny will come to your door in a uniform. As Aaron Zellman, Jews, the Preservation of Firearms Ownership, will tell you, we've got to target the police with the information to try to wake them up to join the American people. They're compartmentalized. Most of them aren't bad. They've just been brainwashed. We've got to counter that. Thanks for the call. Wyatt, Maryland, you're on the air. Go ahead, sir.
Good afternoon, Alex. How are you?
Good.
Great. Hey, listen, this Jessica Lynch story that came out, of course, the propaganda movie that came out was totally false. It was a 180 of what the Jessica Lynch interview was with Diane Sawyer, which
three or four places, Wyatt, in stores and on the street, mm-hmm. I heard people that didn't even know me talking about how much they hated the TV show that 14.7 million people watched, how much they hated it, what lies it was. But then I've heard local talk radio where they're defending it, saying it's true. Callers are calling in saying, how dare people say this isn't true, when Lynch is on the record with gun grabber Sawyer saying it's, quote, a fable and a bunch of lies.
Absolutely.
So these neocons will defend it even after it's admitted.
Well, that's the brainwashing of the dumbed down public that's been so effective. Also, you know, you were on the front line back last April Fool's Day when this took place, the Jessica Lynch propaganda filmed rescue. And you were on the front lines the first, as soon as April, to say that this is fake, this is phony, this didn't happen like this, you and several other talk show hosts. And once again, it bears fruit, but of course it took after the movie was out to solidify it in the brains of the furniture dead.
Well, look, I mean, I told folks the Patriot Act would be used for all crimes, and now they're going after county commissioners, topless bars, zit-faced 14-year-olds with a bag of pot.
Right.
I mean, has nothing in the government shipping this trash in.
Right. And one other thing you mentioned, when I was going through high school, I graduated in 1973 out of high school, and for a long time it was always the gross national product. Now it's been changed because of NAFTA, GATT, and the World Trade Organization. Now it's called the gross domestic product, which means that they're measuring the corporations that are overseas in third world countries.
Yeah, whatever
Mexico
comes in or out. It's fake numbers.
Yes, it's absolutely false. It's phony.
Okay, so it grew at over 7%. The government grew in the last 2 years by 27%. Congressional Budget Office.
Right. Well, they're forming their own. It just, you know, it's so much lies, Alex. You know it. I know it. These bombings that take place in Saudi Arabia, it's there to disrupt the regime that's in charge there.
That's MI6, according to the Saudis, and the evidence is clear, trying to put a radical Muslim group in so they can then send in troops.
Right. They close the American embassy in Saudi Arabia in Riyadh, and then all of a sudden there's these bombings. Well, wouldn't it be more to the advantage of a so-called terrorist that they're fabricating to bomb the closed embassy? If they wanted to really strike a blow at the Americans,
well, look,
of course
there are,
not.
There are some real hand grenadings, fraggings. There are some real rocket attacks. There are some real sniper attacks. And when you bulldoze thousands of acres of fruit trees of the peasants, that's going to happen. And they did that by design to make us the bad guys. Then the UN comes in as the good guys. But in a lot of these bombings, especially when we have time for evidence to come out, it looks like Chalibi's involved with it, this convicted bank robber that runs Baghdad. Mm-hmm. And the evidence is showing that it looks like it's the globalist.
Oh, absolutely. And I'll hang up, let the rest of callers call in. And Alex, keep up the good work, and God bless you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate the call. Let's go ahead and talk to, and we're going to these calls quick, folks. HW in Colorado, go ahead.
Let me, Alex, let me uplift the spirits of the hardworking American class a little here. There is three reasons why working too hard doesn't get you anywhere. The first, of course, is you can't do anything without resources. The most precious resource, oxygen. There used to be a 50% 50,000 years ago. Now we got only about 21.6% in the air, probably less. They measured like 200 years ago. So then, of course, committing armed robbery for oil is the hard work. Kicking desert sands and building bombs and rockets and beating other dead horses don't get you anywhere. Well, the second reason not to work too hard is, you'll find out, the more you have, the more you'll want. In the end, you got so much junk you want to walk away from. And if you don't, the police, they take your property, because property taxes are not really giving you all the rights. It's just a rental fee, really. The third reason is, the more you have, the more the other people want to have what you have.
Well, you got to work hard to have resources just to protect yourself and to be able to reach people. But in the communist countries, that happens because they take everything you got, so why should you work? And then the production falls off to nothing.
Well, that's true for here, too, KKK countries all together, communist, capitalist, cataclysm, all the same clan. One simply has to learn to be and to save his energy, and we got, until really things are worked out, the best advice I can give is, people, start working, certainly stop building bombs and rockets, and be and guard your health.
All right, thanks for the call. That's why they want us off the rural land, in the compact cities, working in their modern maquiladoras, so that we're dependent on them. It's all about getting us into their web through the judicial system, the criminal justice system, through the psychiatric systems, now through this national draft, compulsory national service, destroying the economy, creating a fascist system where the government subsidizes the private corporations and controls it. Let's talk to Lee in Ohio. Lee, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Is your offer to disagree with you on something still open, Alex?
Sure it is. Go ahead.
Okay. I agree with you about rat poison being partial truth mixed with lies. I agree with you that Fritz Springmeier is a good guy with that flyer that you put out on mind control Illuminati. I agree that talking about a million Chinese robotoids is a smokescreen for larger topics. So is it a bad thing to point out that we shouldn't be listening to people perpetrating these things, like Stu Webb is going to do on Jeremy Floyd's show tonight?
You know something? We got the New World Order to fight.
And they are the New World Order, Alex.
And I'll tell you, I'm not going to have people stir up stuff on my show against this radio network, against this radio station. I don't sit here. I got the New World Order to fight. I don't sit here.
They are the New World Order, Alex.
I don't sit here. Let me assure you, this network is not the New World Order. And
Barbara Hartwell, CIA, is not the New World Order?
Who?
Jeremy Floyd's going to have Stu Webb with Barbara Hartwell, who is CIA, cutting down Fritz Springmeier and spreading disinformation this evening.
Well, that's been, if I'm listening to it, I'll call in and disagree with it, and I appreciate your call, Larry. Look, folks, I'm not going to sit here. This show's been successful. I've gotten legislation with your help defeated federally, locally. We've been able to defeat the so-called Second Amendment groups that are actually undermining the Second Amendment. We've been able to boycott Smith & Wesson and annihilate them when they were trying to sell out the Second Amendment. We have had so many victories. You know, I make documentary films. I tell people they can make copies of them and give them to their friends and family and opinion makers. And I have on all these guests and have them promote their books and their films and their organizations and the land rights groups. And I'm about people that are moving forward and taking action and affecting change. And I don't agree with everything that I say. Sometimes I listen to a show I've done and I'm like, well, that was a mistake, or that was wrong what I said. Or I listen to other shows and I hear things that aren't what I would say are completely on target. You know, I make mistakes, but and I don't agree with a lot of the things that some people, some guests have to say. And I've cautioned other hosts about this, but I am my brother's keeper. But at the same time, overall, this network's doing a fabulous job. The individuals involved in it that I know are good, hardworking people that don't compromise. Ted Anderson, that's dumped his life savings into making this network a success and reaching millions of people, is wonderful and has never censored me one scintilla. And I just got bigger fish to fry. I am not going to sit here and descend into picking at people on this network. I mean, it's that simple. And my show is not here to do that. You know, a few times I've attacked other so-called patriots, and I think it was a mistake when I did it. When I went after Bo Greitz viciously, I made a mistake. I don't like Bo Greitz. I don't like the fact that he claimed that the pipe bombing attacks in the Southwest were probably the quote black helicopter shortwave listeners, and I got him up here on the air, and he was mean to me too, and we got in a big fight, but it didn't do anything. It was just a big diversion, a big distraction, and so I very rarely descend into this. And a lot of people out there like to do this because it's how they get attention, or it's how they tear down everybody else but themselves. And I'm not going to do that. I mean, it's really that simple. I've got stacks of real news, real information, and I see this blight on the Christian conservative / patriot libertarian movement of people that just pick at others and talk about how wrong they are instead of putting out their own information. I mean, I remember warning Rick Stanley that it was easy for his organization to get infiltrated, that what he was calling for had serious flaws, and that I cared about him, and that I thought that he was a legitimate individual after interviewing him on air and listening to some of the things he'd said. I don't think he was a bad guy. I think that's proven now. The guy went to jail. He was obviously fighting the New World Order. But we're able to turn the police, turn the liberals, turn the socialists, turn the neocons. I'm having success after success, and I'm nonviolent, and I'm not looking for physical confrontation. Believe me, the globalists are going to give it to you soon enough if we don't get the word out of how they're behind the terror. We're on the knife's edge. It could go either way. We're in toe-to-toe battle. We got to wake up as many people as we can now. Civilization and humanity and creativity and the family is all on the line right now. And, you know, after I'd interviewed Rick, I then found out in retrospect that the guy had been out there sniping at me, and that just hurt my feelings. I was trying to keep him out of trouble. I was trying to keep the people who were involved with him from getting into a bunch of trouble. I mean, nobody who works with me has ever gotten in any trouble, knock on wood, as they say. I'm trying to change people's minds, to get people outside the box, to get them to think for themselves. I'm not a knitting circle or an intramural scrimmage league. We're fighting this Death Star system. We're like a bunch of X-Wings going in against it. And I'm focusing on the guns on the towers and the TIE fighters shooting at us. I'm not going to focus on the fact that one of the pilots beside me going in against the Death Star may not, you know, have his targeting on properly or may not know how to evade the enemy. I've got to focus on attacking the major system that's in front of me, orbiting the planet at maximum velocity, about to fire on the moon on the far side. Again, we're down to the wire here, folks. I'm getting shot at from every angle. You know, as they say, when you're over the target, you get flak. That's how you know you're over the target. So not on my show, Larry. And, Larry, you don't have to call him with a fake name to get on my show. Just you want to talk about the New World Order, you're welcome to do it. But you want to talk about other shows on this network, it's just not going to happen because we're too few in the leadership positions, again, going in against this Death Star, to use the Star Wars analogy. We're going to come back, and I'm going to cover a smattering of other key news. Then we'll get into the partial birth abortion debate. Did this ban really do anything, or is it a salve to make conservatives think Bush is doing a good job? That's coming up as well. Toll-free number to join us on air, 800-259-9231. We've covered a lot of news. We haven't even scratched the surface on some of the most important aspects. And again, the websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We'll be back.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 hose filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Are you having problems with the high cost of prescription medications? Who isn't? Perhaps it's privacy issues. Either way, grab a pen and write this number down. 1-800-615-7094. That's 1-800-615-7094. That's a toll-free call that will lead you to the online pharmacy. The online pharmacy has free prescriptions on name brand medications. That's right, I said free prescriptions on name brand prescription medications. A quick process with the physicians at the online pharmacy, and you can have your medications delivered right to your door. It's quick, it's easy, and it saves you money on popular name brand medications like diet pills and muscle relaxers, or painkillers, sleeping pills, and Viagra. You'll save money on anti-anxiety medications, heartburn relief, or allergy control, all without having to go to the doctor's office. The list is endless, and the prescriptions are free. The online pharmacy respects your right to privacy and can save you money. What are you waiting for? Call 1-800-615-7094. That's 1-800-615-7094. Don't wait. Do it today.
David Brownlobe, who says that the partial birth abortion ban, it really isn't a ban at all, from News with Views coming on. And we had scheduled Douglas Johnson, the federal legislative director for the National Right to Life Committee. And going back over our notes, we have had them on several times in the past. We're pro-life. We've now been told that the Right to Life group went and looked at my website, which is just AP, Reuters, bills, documents. And we just have on the site that we were going to have a discussion of this and find out what's really going on. And I'm told that they saw the website and canceled. Isn't that interesting? I bet they go on a socialist show or a liberal show. I mean, a neocon show. I just want to have them on to get their take on this. We're supportive. But I guess from a, true conservative position, maybe they don't want to talk to me. I don't know, but my wife, who's my producer for this radio show, the webmaster of Infowars.com, is on the phone, I'm told, with their office. I know we have a lot of members of this group as listeners, the National Right to Life Committee, and if they don't come on, maybe you should politely call them and ask why they wouldn't come on a show. We're trying to find out if this really bans partial birth abortion or what it does. Wanted to have a discussion. It really was going to be a discussion, not even a debate. I guess you could call it a debate, but just to flesh this out, as I said yesterday, to come to some type of consensus with the experts. But I don't know. We've got the bill here, and we've got the articles, and we're going to go over this in the next hour. Or hope the National Right to Life Committee will come on. We got a bunch of phone callers here, Jerry and Wolfgang and Ann and others. We'll get to you here in a few minutes, too. Before I do that, Police State 3 Total Enslavement's been out for a few months. It's an amazing film, covers what the New World Order is, what the neocons are up to, how they're calling for a New World Order, what PNAC called for, Homeland Security, Patriot Act 1 and 2, Ashcroft's lies, how the Patriot Act's being used for common crimes, government-run white slavery rings, gun control, foreign troops, concentration camps, the Cashless Society Control Grid, 2 hours, 40 minutes long. The new film, Matrix of Evil's out, 2 hours, 10 minutes, with Congressman Ron Paul, Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney, Frank Morales, police state expert, Colonel Craig Roberts, New World Order expert, excerpts of 3 of my speeches, some of my best speeches in the last 6 months. It's an amazing new film, Matrix of Evil. I hope you'll go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com and watch the trailers of the video clips of the films and hopefully be moved to order them. That also supports the show, and then make copies of them and get them out to people. The toll-free number to order the videos is 1-888-253-3139. You want a great book that details the New World Order's criminal activities in the modern era, you need to get Order Out of Chaos by Paul Watson that I published, or my book, Descent into Tyranny. So again, 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And that's how you get the videos or the books and also support this show. I'm very concerned that Douglas Johnson would cancel because, quote, he saw the website, what I was told by my wife, when we're wanting to know if the partial birth abortion ban really does something and wouldn't come on and tell us this. That's very, very interesting. But we'll see if he comes on. We hope he does. We're going to come back in the next 5 minute segment and go to Jerry and Wolfgang and Ann real quick. Then we'll go to our guest and some of the news that's coming up after that. U.S. makes weather control powder. Mexico can control the weather. Bush cheers gay church after marriage week. Attempts to please family advocates. Homosexuals baffle both groups. Lockyer tells of new allegation of Schwarzenegger groping just last year. Black boxes in your cars, what they're up to. New York district denies birth of Jesus displays because it's not historical. Devices that read human thought to be deployed against you and your family. It's all coming up. So we got a big 2 hours lined up for you. And I'm going to intersperse some of this news when we come back from breaks, even while we have these guests on and we're doing this interview. So second and third hour coming up. Stay with us. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed.